Our Lord is truly risen from the dead. As we see in all of these episodes, we are now seeing of the apparitions of our Lord to his various disciples after his resurrection. But it took faith to recognize him. We saw yesterday with Mary Magdalene, she did not recognize him when he appeared to her at the tomb. She thought he was the gardener. It wasn't until he called her by name that she recognized him. And of course, she was overjoyed and then ran to tell the disciples she had seen him and what he had told her to tell them. Now we see it in the two disciples heading to Emmaus. Our Lord appears to them again. He appears to them, but they do not recognize him. Of course, nothing else will be in their minds than what had just occurred. That is the crucifixion and death of our Lord. But they do not recognize that it is our Lord himself who is walking with them. And he simply asks, well, what are you discussing? And they notice that they are downcast. Is it possible? Here he is in Jerusalem or near Jerusalem, and he doesn't know what has happened. Everyone would have known already. It was well known. It was well known that our Lord was a prophet, or certainly spoke as one, worked miracles as one. It was all well known. His crucifixion and death was all well known. No wonder they are so surprised they find someone who apparently doesn't know what happened. And then our Lord explains the scriptures to them. Now, of course, here when we speak of scriptures, he's referring to the Old Testament and all the prophecies which referred to him, with which they were familiar. They would have read them and studied them growing up. And which, if you follow carefully, points to, well, the Lord himself uses the word Christ, the Christ, Christos, the anointed one, the Messiah, all pointed to him, and that he would suffer and die and would rise from the dead. It's all given there. And yet these disciples still, their faith was weak. They still didn't recognize. It wasn't until a familiar sign, which was the breaking of bread. Again, something very familiar to them. Recall our Lord broke the five loaves and the two fish to distribute to the 5,000 people. Our Lord, of course, broke the bread at the Last Supper. So they were well familiar with that gesture. And it is when he does that, again here, that's when they recognize him. Now they truly believe. But it took a familiar gesture before they would recognize him. And then, once again, overjoyed, they ran back to the disciples in Jerusalem to tell them, we too have seen the Lord. Many are already saying they've seen him. Here Simon is mentioned. But in any case, now these two also have their story. They too saw our Lord. And note what they say when they speak to each other after he vanishes from their sight. Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened scriptures to us? Were not our hearts burning with us? We don't have our Lord standing here in our midst as they did. But we still have him here in our midst. We do believe. Shall not our hearts also burn within us for love of him? Praise be Jesus and Mary.